Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us right now is Representative Mike Rogers. He is the former House Intelligence Chairman and a former FBI special agent. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
I am well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Yesterday, we know that House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes came out and gave a little bit of a press conference and kept us updated on what was going on with the investigation and gave us some information on some data that was inadvertently collected regarding President Trump and his transition team. Representative Adam Schiff came out and he said he's very upset that it wasn't shared with the committee first. Should that have been the way it was done?
Candidly, yeah. If you are in the middle of an investigation and trying to make a determination if there was intercepts, if it was related to what authorities at that time believed was in relationship to Russian officials, then yes. And so it was very unusual, to say the least, in the way he approached that.
Let me ask you, though, because the words that have been used to describe these intercepts were incidental, routine, and legal. And now I need to ask you a couple of series of quick questions. Do you read that to mean that as a part of our national security efforts, which are completely routine and legal and happen every day, we monitor conversations that go from this country to foreign leaders in other countries, right?
Well, it's more specific than that. If they have a FISA warrant, which is if in order to be intercepted in
but
a FISA warrant...
But that wouldn't be routine, would it?
I'm sorry?
That wouldn't be routine and incidental.
Not routine if you're picking up all of Americans, no. But if you're picking up specific people that the United States either believes is an agent of a foreign power who is here and foreign, and or the other aspect there is an ongoing... terrorist organization that's not yet disclosed, those are the two kind of criteria they use. So they're either chasing foreign intelligence or this new addition in the last few years or decade or so is about this terrorism thing.
Well,
so
you know
those
more,
would be
more
the two
lot,
reasons that you would get picked up.
You
so
know more a lot about more about this than I do, but am I incorrect in my understanding here that if somebody in America calls, let's say, a Russian ambassador and that Russian ambassador is out of the country and that conversation is captured, that would be routine and that capture would be incidental, would it not?
That's correct. And, okay. And it happens more than you think, and it doesn't mean that anything illegal has happened. It just means that you ended up in an intercept. What is different about this and what was introduced, and believe me, I think that Trump got some kind of briefing that said that there was somebody picked up, and he extrapolated to that, meaning that I was wiretapped. I think that's how all that piece happened. It was probably this incidental collection. What was different yesterday is that the chairman said that there was some intelligence value, meaning it ended up in a report. If it were Brian Wilson calling, say, the Russian ambassador, and that was picked up in a FISA intercept, it would likely be, yeah, whatever, who cares? But he said there was some intelligence value. Now, that doesn't mean it was bad, meaning that somebody was doing something wrong. When members of Congress travel overseas and they talk to foreign officials, they, in fact, may elicit something of intelligence value that goes in an intelligence report and back. Doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Likely it is a good
right.
thing. So that's what, you know, there's some more unwinding to happen here. But, you know, the problem is they've interjected this, and it's going to it puts a little fuel on this fire versus trying to calm this fire down and get back to pretty important other issues like, say, North Korea talking about nuking U.S. troops in South Korea. You know, that's a problem.
But we still have to find out how some of these names were unmasked because, by law, they're not supposed to be, correct?
Well, yeah, exactly. But, again, Democrat candidate, this is what happened. This has introduced a lot of questions. It came out yesterday, Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat, who said that he was told by the chairman that they weren't unmasked, but he was able to determine the identities of these individuals in these reports.
Well, he said he was, when Nunes said he read these reports, he said he was pretty steamed by what he was reading.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously something honked him off in there. And listen, it is the fact that they released, if they released unmasked names
right.
across the widespread IC, intelligence community, or the Department of Justice, that's a huge problem for them. That is a big problem for them. FISA information is normally held very, very tightly to the vest. It's very sensitive. It's highly classified, especially if you have an incidental intercept on a U.S. citizen.
All right.
That is no doubt.
I need to also get you to weigh in on what happened yesterday in London and this terrorism attack. Your thoughts?
Listen, we've seen this pattern before. If you looked at it started really in the Ottawa Parliament, where the guy went up and tried to stab some of the folks and get into the Ottawa Parliament a few years ago. This is the new pattern, of which has been encouraged by both ISIS and then later Al-Qaeda. It was so successful for ISIS to do these one-off attacks. And think about San Bernardino. Think about Orlando. These are all the things that they have promoted doing in countries like the United States. This is consistent with that. And I think we're going to find that over time he was radicalized either himself online, but in some way through a mosque or other to commit that crime.
Well, we now know they have arrested 8 people in London in those raids. There were 6 raids at last count. My question, though, is how did he get inside the gates? Just ran in. I don't understand how that can happen.
Well, I don't know. I've been there before,
okay.
And the facility itself is very close to the road, and then there is a specific gate that has several interim gates. So you can probably get through one
right.
maybe even 2, but what happened was when he got through the first one, he encountered a police officer, and I don't know if I've seen it yet on the news, was probably not armed, and then they had what they call armed police subsequent to be able to stop him before he got any further. But he got, I'm sure, a lot further than they wanted him.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Chairman, former FBI Special Agent, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mayor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.